It is the coach home. We're going to be moving all the way around the grounds. It's Neil Atkinson. I'm starting off with Gary Judge from Across the Park podcast from an Evertonian point of view. And I'm genuinely pleased to say that I asked Gary how he is before this started. And he said, hungover, mate. because that should be the case, Gary. Yesterday was something that I've not seen the likes of from Evertonians within living memory, to be quite honest with you. It was, firstly, it looked like everyone having an absolutely fantastic time. And secondly, it looked as though it genuinely inspired the team.
100%, mate. And I completely agree with you. It was slightly out of character in terms of the way the fans approached the game, the preparation from the fans in terms of how early we got there, and really made it a raucous occasion, a very difficult place for the Chelsea players to be. Even starting the night before that, the fireworks at the Hilton, the fire alarm going off, and the Chelsea players acknowledged that before the game even kicked off, that they've been awoken and whatever, and they look rattled from the get-go. And like you say, the players definitely stepped up to that.
Well, one of the things I noticed was there was a good video that went around the players inside the Everton team bus as it was coming through, and those players were, the expressions on the faces and all of that. It just looked like, you can talk about Chelsea being rattled, and that's true, but it also just looked to me as though it got the Everton players absolutely into the mindset they needed to be, and the manager acknowledged as much afterwards.
Absolutely, yeah. You could see from the videos that circulated, and certain we could see it from the outside the grounds. The players got left on the coach for a few minutes after the coaches got off. He left the players on there to really soak it up. And Lampard said, if that doesn't touch you as a footballer, as a coach, as a fan, he said nothing will. The hairs were standing on end. The fans singing his name. And I think the players really realised how much it meant to the fans. And they knew they had to try and match that on the pitch. And they certainly did.
Is that... in general on that, listen, things can still go wrong this season, things can still go right this season from an Everton point of view. But, if Everton hadn't gone, if Everton finished 17th or maybe even 16th from this position, what I saw yesterday, I thought it could be the start of things being a little bit different. I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done off the pitch around the ownership, around the board, around who's been making decisions and what those decisions are. That's not separate, because a really on it, engaged fan base that wants everything can actually help drive that change as well and say, enough's enough over here. Do you think that this could be the start of a sea change in terms of Evertonians feeling as though they can just give it everything?
I hope so. I think one word for me, like that springs to mind, is attitude. And the players' attitude has been questioned a lot this season by the fans. But I think the fans' attitude's been poor at times as well. And I count myself as a fan and probably one of them as well. Always looking for a chance to criticise, always getting on the players' backs, and sometimes rightfully so. But, I think a lot of fans realised yesterday the difference they can make by, adjusting their attitude and getting behind the players first and foremost, and that is the, that's where we start, And I think you're right. I hope you're right. If we can stay up this season, and it sounds daft, but even if we don't, I think yesterday showed a lot of people, the players and the fans, that what we can do if we're all pulling in the same direction, and hopefully it is a little bit of a light bulb moment for a lot of people around the club.
It'll be described and has been described, I've noticed, as a battle and performance, not least because it was a performance with a lot of battle within it, but the other thing to sort of take from the game to point out is arguably Everton are the better side. By the time they go 1-0 up, they've created the better opportunities. They've been on top in the game. Yes, late in the game, there's the terrific saves from the goalkeeper. They feature as the game wears on. But the key thing to sort of point out is that when Everton go 1-0 up, if anyone deserves to go 1-0 up, it is Everton. It's not a fluke at that point.